Hi, dictation for Chikanta Robertson, C-H-I-Q-U-A-N-T-A-R-O-B-E-R. Chikanta Robertson, C-H-I-Q-U-A-N-T-A-R-O-B-E-R-T-S-O-N. Date of birth 7-17-1977, date of accident 9-3-2022. And date of visit is on 12-1-2022. The patient presents for evaluation, ongoing pain in the neck, mid-back, lower back, to the tune of 8, pain in the right shoulder, right elbow, right wrist, right hand, with numbness and tingling of all the 5 fingers off and on, and pain in the right arm is due to a fracture that she had in the humerus. My apologies, the fracture was in the right elbow. It was a non-displaced fracture of the proximal radius involving the radial neck. But that has healed up. Pain is minimal in the right side. Currently, the patient just recently had an MRI that will be discussed in the plan of care. And the MRI place recommended that a thoracic MRI will also be done, as there is a significant hyperintensity lesion in the right hemichord at T2 and T3 level. The patient reports um, 70 to 80% improvement in the symptoms. And ADLs that are reported are as follows: general activity, mood, walking ability, work, and sleep and enjoyment of life are affected, 7 on a scale of 1 to 10. While in neurology side, patient complains of ongoing headaches with difficulty sleeping, but denies any symptoms of TBI, like she has no dizziness, vertigo, vision disturbance, double vision, fainting, blackouts, loss of balance, loss of equilibrium, lack of focus, lack of concentration, loss of memory, confusion, disorientation, denies any anxiety, depression, and panic. In the pain and numbness, patient has ongoing pain in the shoulders, especially the right shoulder and neck, and the lower back stiffness, and pain in the right shoulder, neck, and the mid-back and lower back. And also she has pain in the right elbow, right wrist, right, no difficulty walking. In the GI, no nausea, vomiting, diarrhea, constipation, digestive problem, incontinence of the bowel, stomach pain, blood in the stool, or trouble swelling. In the GU, there is a frequency, but no incontinence of the urine, painful urination, or blood in the urine. In respiratory, there is asthma, but no trouble breathing, chest pain, coughing, shortness of breath. In last 30 days, patient reports that there is a 80% improvement in the pain, and then there is no relevant medical history, surgical history, hospitalization, weight loss, or any other trauma. Current pain medications are none, substance abuse none, compliance history, patient is fully compliant to the pain medication regimen. The physical examination reveals blood pressure is 127 over 72, pulse is 88. Pulse ox is 100%. Rest of the exam is the same from previous visit of 11-3-2022, dictation number 1103-039. Kindly use this visit and also for the diagnosis. Plan of care is to order the physical therapy again 3 times per week, along with massage, traction, and also chiropractic and acupuncture. Patient understands that. The visit frequency will be reduced to once a week on the next month, unless the physical therapist supplies a certification, more therapy is needed. In addition, there is a disability for work and housework replacement and transportation. And the patient has had MRIs earlier, and they are reported as follows. The patient is found to have a herniated disc at C4-5 and C5-6. And also, hernia to disc at L3-4, L4-5, L5-S1 with various other issues, as well as a hyperintensity signal at T2 and T3 level. A new MRI for thoracic spine has been ordered as per recommendation of the radiologist. And patient will be re-evaluated. She has been advised she may benefit from injection of the cervical and lumbar epidural injections. And she is being provided with following medication: Mobic 15 milligram twice a day, Flexeril 10 milligram twice a day, Acifex 20 milligram twice a day, Tylenol codeine number 4, 1 tablet Q 6 hour PRN 30. Tablet gabapentin is being provided for nerve healing, and Furoscix are provided for pain relief, headaches. Patient is otherwise quite stable, and she's also being referred to a chiropractor regarding treatment. When all else fails, the patient will be brought back for an injection treatment. Thank you.